Many of Gessler's bills seek to streamline Colorado's election process, such as clearing up ballot title language. And Jody, so far it seems that lawmakers are generally supportive of his efforts, including a bill that's been introduced to raise the campaign financing reporting threshold for special district candidates.
This one in particular was introduced by a state rep from Littleton, a Republican, and it was passed 7-2 last week by the state Veterans and Military Affairs Committees. And what this legislation does, as you mentioned, is raises the campaign finance reporting threshold for special districts from $20 to $200. And the reason Gessler is proposing this is that there are about 3,700 special districts across the state, and only a small fraction of those, I think he mentioned 29, actually raised or spent more than $200. It had a lot of support, except for two Democratic legislators from Denver who voted against it because they were concerned that it was limiting disclosure requirements, and they said they were always in favor of more transparency and more disclosure, so that was the basis for their opposition.
The Secretary of State is also gaining traction on a pair of measures that deal with online issues, one to allow members of the military who are out of state or overseas to vote online. The other one is to coordinate election night results.
Right. And the first one that you mentioned actually cleared the Senate Finance Committee by a unanimous vote last week, and it's already going to be going to the Senate floor for discussion. So far, I think it's $100,000 that's been earmarked for that. Another Senate bill, this one from Kevin Lundberg, a Republican from Berthoud, was also passed unanimously by lawmakers out of committee, and this would provide the Secretary of State with a little more than $776,000 to establish an online reporting mechanism and let the news organizations and everybody else pretty much have instantaneous access to the voting totals.
Now, these are fairly mundane and probably very easily passable bills. But Jody, Scott Gessler is also stepping out a bit with some more controversial pieces of legislation. What's coming up this week?
He has a packet of bills that he's introducing, and one would require that the ballots sent by mail contain ballot stubs, and the other one would extend the deadline by which voter information mailings would be sent to the voters, making it from 45 days to 60 days before each election. And it's kind of controversial, but not as controversial as another measure that Gessler is supporting, which would be making the voting system across Colorado uniform. This would really make everything the same from county to county, and it's something that Gessler has been really vocal about and something he wants to do. It is controversial. You've got a lot of county clerks who like doing things the way that they've been used to doing and are sticking up for their own county ways, whether it's mail voting or going to the ballot box or however they do it, but they want to have autonomy from the Secretary of State's office and more control over their own county elections. So this is something that's going to probably be a spirited fight.
Well, I would imagine also, given the fact that this is an election year, that this probably wouldn't go forward very far in the legislature.
No, it probably won't, even though the House is controlled by Republicans, and of course Gessler is one of the members of the Republican Party, but this seems to be a little bit tougher to navigate, we think, through the process.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope-Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.